This is the wire for 2130 Zulu, April 16th, 2024. Precedence is routine. Information cutoff is 2030. Bottom line up front. Fire destroys historic building in Denmark. Concern remains in Sydney regarding recent attacks. Beginning with international events, in Denmark, the Børsen Stock Exchange building in Copenhagen caught fire this morning. This building complex was being renovated, and at the time, parts of the structure were serving as office space for the Chamber of Commerce. No injuries were reported. Analyst comment. It is too soon to determine the cause of the fire. This building, originally completed in 1625, was a major local landmark in Copenhagen. However, it is noteworthy that the fire broke out exactly on the fifth anniversary of another infamous fire, the fire which destroyed a large portion of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. In Australia, the situation in Sydney remains tense following the stabbing attacks of recent days. Australia's governmental e-safety commissioner has ordered Facebook and X to censor the stabbing video of Bishop Marmari Emmanuel from their platforms entirely, citing unrest concerns. On the home front in the United States, yesterday's A15 protests largely resolved in similar fashion as before, following the brief disruptions of traffic at various strategic transportation centers. The Brooklyn and Golden Gate bridges were targeted for disruption, though both demonstrations were resolved after some time as usual. The disruptions at Chicago O'Hare International Airport were resolved as well. In Pennsylvania, a fire broke out at the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant yesterday afternoon. Though this facility is a major military arms and explosives production facility, the fire was minor and brought under control quickly by firefighters. The cause of this fire is unknown, and an investigation is underway. Analyst comments for this wire. As is common throughout most governmental systems around the world, every tragedy shall serve as a vehicle by which policy can stand. In Australia, the censoring of content regarding the attempted assassination of a prominent Christian bishop is not unexpected, but indirectly confirms the boiling point that many societies are reaching. Australian authorities banning the evidence of the attack strongly implies that anyone who sees the content will be outraged and may take actions of their own. Similar messages are lost by the immediate push to get through the latest batch of knife control legislation. Actions that by now are a massive swing and a miss with regards to the atmospherics and social leanings of those in society who have already been pushed to their absolute limit over the past few years. By choosing to focus on radical elements, Australian politicians and authorities are ignoring the radicalizing elements and events in the first place. And by cracking down on the former, authorities admit the latter does exist. This concludes the wire for 2130 Zulu, April 16th, 2024.